Welcome to Medicare. Para continuar en español, marque el 2 ahora. To better serve you, tell me your Medicare number, including any letters, or you can key in the numbers using your telephone keypad.
062-56-0915A.
Okay, let me read that back. 062-56-0915A as in apple. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Thank you. Please hold. Main menu. Which of the following are you calling about? You can say billing, claims, drug coverage, preventive services, or other choices.
Other choices.
Your other choices are enrollment, limited income, publications, my monthly premium, another question.
Another question.
Before I transfer you, would you like to hear what preventive services you're currently eligible for?
No.
Please hold while I transfer your call. This call may be monitored or recorded for quality and training purposes. All of our representatives are currently assisting other callers. Please stay on the line and our next available representative will assist you.
Calling Medicare. This is Tammy Mize. How can I help you?
Yes, thank you for speaking with me. I've called you all in the past, and at this point, I just don't know what to do. My name is Cheryl Uzamire. I explained to a great deal of a call center workers that I was accused of a crime. I was accused of threatening people in your department with death, and that's not something that I did. That's not something that I did. I never threatened you all, and I've asked a number of times if there's some way that I could obtain proof from your agency that I never threatened any one of you. My understanding is that you all have a telephone log.
Hey.
Right. If you could just tell me what your telephone log says. Because I need proof that I didn't threaten you all. I need proof. It's not enough for me to just say, well, I spoke to somebody on the phone and they said thus and so. I need proof.
Okay, well, let me pull up some information here. I show that they had sent something up. Did they tell you that someone was going to, had you requested a letter stating that the, for proof?
I requested what I asked them to do. Because there are a number of telephone calls. Now, I know that I did not threaten any one of you all, but in order not to place any one of you in a position to say something for which you're not sure, I said, just copy word for word what the telephone log says. Just copy word for word what the telephone log says, and that will suffice. I don't know how else I can get you all to help me, but I don't like the idea of having a criminal charge hanging over my head to threaten a federal employee. It's a crime. I need proof that I didn't commit this crime.
Okay, yeah, give me just one moment, ma'am, while I pull up some information.
Thank you.
May I get your phone number in case our call is disconnected?
Yes, ma'am. My television is kind of loud. Do you mind if I mute the TV?
No, go ahead.
Thank you.
Alright, I'm going to have to turn these beans down. Alright, I want to turn that off. I'm sorry.
Alright. Yes, thank you for your patience, ma'am. Alright. Alright. I don't know how to... I need the information. The other reason that I need the information is because I'm in the process of filing a lawsuit against... Your agency is not involved in the lawsuit. But there is one federal agency who is involved in the lawsuit because they're the ones that said... They're the ones that accused me of committing the crime of threatening you all when I never threaten you all. What else can I do? What else can I do? The last person with whom I spoke today, she said that it's going to take at least 2 weeks before I get any response. 2 weeks is a long time to wait to clear your name.
Yes, ma'am.
2 weeks is...
I'm sorry. Who's indicating that you threatened a Medicare representative or...
I have the letter. I wish I could fax you all the letter. You all, my understanding is that you all don't take faxes. But it's some man. The letter, the name at the bottom of the letter is Dennis P. McGowan. Dennis P. McGowan. And in the letter, the strange thing about the letter doesn't identify anyone. It doesn't say who made the complaint. It doesn't say. It doesn't even say what day the event happened. It's more like a he said, she said thing. I heard this happen. But if you check your log will show that I never threatened you all. I never did it. I had no reason to do it, except for the multiple times that I've called you all for this issue. Before that, all I've ever called Medicare for is with regard to Medicare issues.
Right, yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So, did you check the log? Are you looking at the log?
Yeah, I'm looking at your call record, and I'm not showing any type of threatening behavior at all.
Yeah, because I didn't do it. I mean, what am I going to get out of Medicaid that's going to get me in a tizzy? The letter doesn't make any sense. The letter doesn't make any sense.
Hey, well, let me pull some information up, ma'am. What's your date of birth?
53159.
And can you verify your address for me, hon?
1209 Loring Avenue, apartment 6B as in boy, Brooklyn, New York, 11208. Y'all is down south?
Yeah, I'm in Kentucky.
Oh, all right. How the tornadoes going down there?
We ain't had none. I've not had none in my area.
Thank God.
I hope they stay out of the area.
Thank God.
Like a tornado. Now, can I get a callback number in case our call's disconnected, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am. My telephone number is 347-985-2495.
Okay, thank you. So, I've looked at your letters, and I showed something was sent up to our Advanced Resolution Center specialist.
Yes, and the thing that I'm afraid of is that they're going to more than likely say that they can't give me, that they won't be able to give me anything. And I need proof for court. I also need proof in order to clear my name. I need to clear my name to be accused of something. Although I'm not an attorney, I'm a legal head. I research the law all the time. And according to Title 18 of the U.S. Code, Section 115, if you never remember any other law, remember that one. It is a felony to threaten a federal employee with assault, with kidnapping, or with murder. It is a big time, you can do 10 years for it. You can do 10 years for it. If that's not something I would do.
Right.
Yeah, and I don't want that hanging over my head to be accused of something so incredibly serious. I don't want that hanging over my head.
No, ma'am. So did they write you a letter, or have you actually been in court?
No, the thing is, no one, I think they know that it's false. So instead of taking me to getting an attorney, even getting an attorney would be good for me. Because if they got an attorney, the attorney would be able to do even more than I'm now doing. Because the attorney would get the records from your agency, and the records would establish that I didn't do that for which I was accused. So they're not, they'll say, you did this, but they won't arrest me and allow me to have an attorney. It's not fair. It's not fair. Even if I was accused of doing something wrong and the accusation is spurious, it's false. If you give me an attorney, I can prove that I didn't do it. So I'm in between a rock and a hard place. I'm in between.
Are you needing the dates that you called? That you know.
Yes, I need it.
Do you need dates that you've called in here, or you need?
What I need, the only thing that I would need, is the actual log. See, the thing is, I'm not looking for anyone to embellish, or even write down what I've said. All right, I'm not looking for anyone to do that. What I'm looking for is a person to give me what the log documents. That's it. If the log could say that on such and such a day, this is what happened. I mean exactly what the log says. Do you understand what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, with no embellishment. Don't nobody put in their own words or try to explain. Just say exactly what the log says. That's it. I don't think my request is unreasonable. Just say exactly what the log says.
Right, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, that's all I'm requesting. I'm not requesting anything other than to just say exactly what the log says. And the logs will indicate if I said anything untoward, or if I spoke to one of your employees, and they said, you know that if a customer calls or a consumer calls and they're harassing or they're threatening, there's a special way they handle that. There's a special way they handle that. And all I'm basically asking for is for someone to write down what the log says. Exactly what the log says. No more, no less.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can pull up some information on how we can get you that information. I mean, you know, all I can do is give you the dates that I show that you called, but what actually went on with that, you know, with those calls, I don't have that. But let me see if I can get you information.
I know that you can't tell what happened on those days. All right, you can't tell exactly what happened on those days. I understand that. What I'm asking for is only what the log says. That's all.
Yes, ma'am. And I understand that. So give me just a few moments, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, ma'am. Just a few moments.
Take your time.
be just a few more moments, ma'am.
Take your time.
I'm just pulling up some information for you, ma'am.
Take your time.
Thank you. Okay. Now, I so likely, you said, you know, this was sent up to our Advanced Resolution Center specialist. Have they contacted you in any way about getting this sent out to you, what you're needing?
They indicated that, well, the lady with whom I spoke, she indicated that there was something like there's a lot for them to do, and it may take them, I believe, at least 2 weeks. That's what I remember. That's what I remember. I'm not quoting her verbatim. That's what I remember. I do know she said, she did say that it would take, she did tell me to call her back in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks?
Yes.
Did she give you a number to call her back to?
Well, I would imagine that it's the, you know, the 1-800-633, what number did I dial? 633-4227?
Yeah, 633-4227, that's Medicare.
Yeah.
Okay, let's.
I'm desperate.
Yes.
I'm desperate.
That's a note. Just a I'm still just reading over some information.
Take your time.
One moment, ma'am. You've been calling for quite a while about this, haven't
yes.
you? Still haven't
yes,
got the
I have. And, yeah, and I need it for court, and I need it to clear my name.
This all started in July.
Well, the letter, I came across the letter, went to my psychiatrist, all right, because I received psychiatric care. And the psychiatrist, when I asked them for a copy of the letter, they wouldn't give it to me. They would allow me to look through other records, but they wouldn't give me that one. And so I got in touch with the psychiatrist's legal department. It's an organization. I got in touch with their legal department, and after a couple of weeks, the legal department of my psychiatrist agency sent me a copy of the letter. And when I saw the letter, I freaked. My psychiatrist is being told that I'm not just psychotic, but I'm psychotic and violent. I said, there's no way in the world I'm going to sit on this. So after seeing the letter, I called CMS. And CMS,
They say the threats were made.
Pardon?
Well, When did they say the threats were made?
They didn't say. The letter doesn't. Let me read you the letter, if you don't mind.
Okay, go ahead, please.
Let me read you the letter.
Okay.
Just a second. I have it in my computer. Okay. Photo scan. Okay. Just a second. I have to I have a lot of Just a second. I'm sorry to keep you waiting.
You're fine, ma'am. No worries.
I have so many folders in this computer, sometimes it takes them. Okay, let me go to details. Okay, here it is. Uzamere versus. Versus Garifith. All right, here it is. Okay, large. All right. Here it is. Here's the letter. The letter says. Says on July 6, 2011, Federal Protective Service was notified of a telephonic threat made by Cheryl Uzamere to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid call center. Now, this first sentence says that on July 6, they were notified, that the FPS was notified. It doesn't say that it happened on that day. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
That's sentence one. Sentence two says, the threat consisted of her saying, since she did not get the job, she was going to come down there and kill everybody. That's what the letter says.
They're saying you said that since you didn't get the job. What job? I don't know that one either. But they're still not saying what date that you were supposed
no!
to be.
No! What job? I would have never called you all for a job. I know what I would have called for. It's a call center for Medicare.
Yes, ma'am.
Why would I have called you all for a job? The other thing that's strange about this thing, it says the threat consisted of her saying, since she did not get the job, this is not saying anything anyone's saying. This is a rumor. Do you hear the way it's worded?
Yes, ma'am.
You know, if this thing really happened, the person hearing it would have said, she said, I the. It's not doing that.
Right, yes, ma'am.
The rest of the letter says, since FPP has investigated Uzamere several times for similar behavior, we are well aware of her mental health history. What is that?
Oh, so they're saying in the letter that they've investigated you for that previous...
That's no... Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
No, they haven't investigated me. This whole thing is made up.
We don't even show... The first time you called here was on June 14th of 2010, and it's always just been about your regular Medicare. There's never been anything documented about you making any type of threat to Medicare.
I don't know where this came from.
I don't either, ma'am.
I don't know where this came from.
I'm going to let you speak to a supervisor, okay?
Yes.
See if you can get this issue resolved. I understand you... to be very upset over that.
I'm more than upset. I'm afraid. This is a crime. Threatening a federal employee is a crime. It's a big-time crime. I don't want this hanging over my head.
Yes, ma'am. So give me just one moment, okay?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, Ms. Lopez. Thank you for helping me. I have a problem. A few weeks ago, I came across a letter. I should say my psychiatrist came across a letter. The letter says, the beginning of the letter says, on July 6, 2011, Federal Protective Service, FPS, was notified of a telephonic threat made by Cheryl Uzamire to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid call center. The threat consisted of her stating, since she did not get the job, she was going to come down there and kill everybody. The letter is saying that I called your agency, that I called the call center, and that it says that I said that if I didn't get the job, that I was going to come down there and kill everybody. I never did that. I never did that. And the thing that's bad... Pardon?
I said, I'm sorry to hear that. I do apologize if that...
And I think that according... I'm sorry?
No, go ahead. Finish up.
I think that according to your agency's... According to your agency's telephone log, I never did anything like that. I mean, if you're there, and if you're looking at your telephone log, you can see that I didn't do that.
Well, yeah, normally what happens when there's, let's just say, a threatening or, a violent caller on the phone, not that you were, but I'm just kind of giving you general. We normally do record those calls, specifically. All calls are recorded, don't get me wrong, but we do, keep a track of those calls and, send it over to a higher manager the same day because they have to, investigate it. Let me see what I could do for you. I'm sorry to hear that. They're accusing you of something you haven't done.
Right.
I could surely understand, and I would be upset too, ma'am.
Yes,
so normally I would be able to see when somebody calls, and let's just say you threaten somebody from under the building, then automatically we use a certain method here where we know if you're a violent caller or threatening person. We know, but so far that I'm seeing the records, I don't see anything logged under that. Give me a second here. I'm sorry about this, ma'am. Just one moment, okay?
Yes.
Now, what is the judge telling you that you need to do?
It's not the judge. What had happened? Sure. The two people that prepared this letter, I'm suing them. The thing is, when you file a lawsuit in federal court and you submit the complaint, the courts want proof to come with the complaint. So I don't want to submit my complaint and then the judge asks for proof that I didn't threaten anyone and I don't have it. Then my case is blown. So I need proof that I didn't do it. And the only people at this point that could provide that information is you all. You all have my alibi, and I don't know how to go about getting it.
Okay. All right. You just give me a couple minutes. Let me review. Let me see what we could do for you, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. One moment. Okay, ma'am?
Yes.
Thank you for holding. Sorry about the wait here.
Thank you.
Because this might take a little bit more of a time to look up, what we need to do is I'm going to give you an address for a reincorrespondence department here at Medicare, special people that could actually look up your file, go into every call, and they're the ones that could send you a letter with all your call records, okay?
That's the one that's in Kentucky or something?
Let me see. Let me bring up the script really quick, if you don't mind, because it looks like they already had called you and left you a message regarding that.
Yes.
Check, okay?
Yes.
See. Give me one moment, please. Okay, it's the Lawrence, Kansas. Is that the one you have?
Yeah, I wrote that down already.
Okay, yeah, that's where they're... as long as you submit it right away, they're going to be able to send you something in the writing. They're going to probably even be able to listen to your calls and send you proof of, your calls. So that shouldn't be a problem.
Right. All right.
I really do, ma'am, at this time. I'm sorry. I cannot do anything else because they're the ones that take care of those different, requests and stuff from our beneficiaries as far as letters and mailings.
Understood.
And I'm going to put some notes in here if you don't mind.
Not at all.
Give me a second, okay?
Take your time.
Give him a moment. Does it state there that, I mean, like, details, like, what day you called, supposedly, or
no,
something like
No, it doesn't.
That?
No. No.
One moment.
Doesn't even say the name of the person who made the complaint.
I see.
It says that they received the complaint. Do you understand? It says that they received it. They didn't say from where. From whom?
I understand, ma'am. So I went ahead and put some information on here about the information I gave in you, okay?
Yes.
All right, any other questions?
No, ma'am.
All right, well, I do apologize for any inconveniences might have caused you. You have a great day.
You do the same. Bye.